Welcome to Unit 6. So, we've heard from Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland and England about local and regional innovations. Now we're going to focus in on specific disease pathways, starting with cataract. In the last edition, we spoke to Claire Bulpin and Stephen Guildford at the Gloucester Cataract Direct Referral Scheme to hear about how the scheme worked. Since then, the NICE guidelines have changed and the scheme has developed. We welcome Claire back to the programme to update us. Claire, please can you remind us first what the Gloucester Cataract Direct Referral Scheme is and how it works?
The Gloucestershire Cataract Direct Referral Scheme is a scheme which allows optometrists to refer appropriate patients directly into specific cataract clinics. So this therefore reduces the total amount of appointments that are required, but also the time that it takes for each individual patient journey. So the management of this scheme has altered slightly in the last couple of years in the sense that it is now part of the enhanced services that are offered within the community through Primary Eye Care Gloucestershire. However, the fundamentals of the scheme remain relatively unchanged. So this ensures that each accredited optometrist can lead direct referrals into specified clinics within secondary care. So within this referral scheme, each patient is examined and reviewed, but these signs and symptoms are then used to create a score on a specific cataract assessment questionnaire, and an appropriate score would then mean that this patient can be referred directly through this scheme.
The questionnaire is central to this scheme. How was it developed and how, if at all, has it been refined?
So the cataract questionnaire is central to the scheme within Gloucestershire. And following the Action on Cataract report back in 2000, it was recognised that a change was needed in the way cataract was assessed for referral. So it steered very much away from recommending a visual acuity threshold, but suggested that criteria such as impact on quality of life and driving were considered. And it was suggested that if a patient felt their ability to get on with things was affected, or, for example, if there was a risk to health, so maybe an increased risk of fall, these things should be considered too.
What are the new NICE guidelines and have they had any impact on how the scheme works?
So new NICE guidelines in relation to cataract came into effect in October of 2017. And essentially these made it very clear that access to cataract surgery should not be restricted on the basis of visual acuity alone. So some areas across the country are still using acuity thresholds, and this has restricted access to cataract surgery. According to NICE and its report, this has resulted in a threefold variation in the number of people having cataract surgery across different areas of England. These guidelines aim to tackle this variability by ensuring that acuity measures are not the only element considered. Given that the Gloucestershire scheme for referral has always considered these additional elements, the NICE guidelines have had very little impact on the way that the Gloucestershire scheme functions.
So how has your scheme changed since we last spoke?
So the scheme has changed very little apart from some logistical elements. The referral scheme itself is now managed through Primary Eye Care Gloucestershire as part of the enhanced services that we run. And we do now use an online portal for these referrals. So making the referral electronic has streamlined this process further, reducing the paperwork. Cataract services as a whole, though, have been advanced, and accredited community optometrists can now perform post-operative assessments as well as direct cataract referral.
And are you aware of any future plans to develop the scheme further?
So as it stands, developing services with cataract is heading down the post-cataract assessment route, and currently uncomplicated second eye surgeries can be reviewed in community practice by accredited optometrists. And as with the direct referral, optometrists are ideally placed and skilled to be seeing these patients. And from a patient perspective, feedback from my patients is definitely that the whole journey is made very much easier by having the flexibility of both referral and onward review offered within the community.
Thank you, Claire, for providing us with that update on the Gloucester Cataract Direct Referral Scheme and the NICE guidelines revision. Cataract referrals have an additional element of complexity in that patients can, and often do, go into the private industry to have treatment. This can add another layer of confusion to the process for patients. So again, let's consider this from the patient perspective.
I enjoy playing golf and began to notice I couldn't see the green as clearly as I was used to. It was especially difficult when it was sunny. I went in for an eye examination where my optician said I had cataracts, but I didn't meet the criteria for having cataract surgery under the NHS. It's become such an inconvenience that I'd be happy to pay for the procedure out of my own pocket, but I'm not sure how exactly to organise this, especially with so many adverts online. It's a bit overwhelming.
We spoke to Claire O'Donnell, Head of Eye Sciences at Obtegra Eye Health, for some clarification. Claire, thank you for joining us. If a patient expresses a wish to be privately referred, how does an optometrist deal with that?
So if a patient wishes to be referred privately for eye health care, the process is very straightforward. The referral can typically be made in the same way that we would make referrals for an NHS pathway. So that would include, you know, telephone referrals, letter-based referrals, email or fax. So most private providers in any area will be all too happy to share with referring optometrists a simple referral guide that will clearly outline the steps that have to be followed, irrespective of whether it's NHS or privately.
And if a cataract referral is deemed appropriate by an optometrist in agreement with the patient, is the optometrist required to explain both local NHS pathways and private options?
So I think we as optometrists need to remember that if we are making a referral for cataract, for example, it's really important at that point that we make the patient aware that they do have choices about the pathway for that referral, and just simply discuss with them that they can choose to access the secondary care through the NHS, but that there is a private alternative which they might want to explore as well. And that can be done really simply and concisely as part of that initial discussion.
You've heard our case study. Do you feel an optometrist is ideally placed to give information about services as opposed to offline and online resources?
I think one of the things that might be helpful for optometrists to think about is patients might well ask about where they can access private healthcare in the area. So it would be good for the optometrist to know which consultants offer which type of treatments privately at the different facilities in the area. It might be useful for the optometrist to be aware of typical wait times and also to understand, you know, how outcomes and success rates are reported, because again, patients are increasingly aware that that data is available. So again, it would be a simple conversation for the optom to have with any private provider. Do you monitor your outcomes and what type of information might be available for me to share with patients who ask about it?
How much does the private referral pathway differ between different providers?
Most private providers will be able to receive referrals in exactly the same way as most NHS providers can receive referrals, letter, fax, email, phone call. If the optometrist has a number of providers in the area and they're just not entirely sure about the details of how they make those referrals, most private providers will be very happy to share referral guides that spell out very clearly how to make referrals for both NHS and private patients. And that information, I'm sure, will be easily accessible. Simply pick up the phone and ask for it.
Do you foresee any changes to this in the future?
So I think the future for much easier sharing of referrals and information back from treating our providers back to referring optometrists will be much easier. At the moment, the NHS are working closely with community optometrists to ensure that those secure platforms will be up and running, hopefully within the next 12 to 18 months. And naturally, once we have that framework in place, the likelihood is that that will be the future for both NHS and private referrals going forward.
What are the key points optometrists should be aware of when referring into the private sector? Should they still send a letter to the GP?
There are some differences, and typically a private eye healthcare provider will be communicating what's going to happen to the patient with the GP directly. So whilst there is a requirement to share that information often as part of the NHS referral pathway agreement, the private provider that's going to do the surgery will be writing to the patient once they're referred. So there may be no requirement for the optometrist to provide all that information at the initial referral touch point.
Thank you for that, Claire. So, to summarise, the referral pathways for private providers do not differ greatly from NHS routes, and private providers would be more than happy to discuss this further should a patient express a wish to be referred privately.